CliffCentral.com.
Let's talk a little bit about Collectomania. You know, for the last few weeks, I've been thrilled because we get to unpack someone's collection every day. And we've had incredible people on here. People with toys, people with guns, people with swords, people with whiskeys, people with coins, people with action figures, all kinds of stuff. And Collectomania is fantastic. It is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. And if you are a collector of interesting or unusual things, then get in touch with us. I mean, you're spending a lot of your time and a lot of your money assembling an incredible collection. You should be telling people about it. And we would love to be the way that you get your story out there. I mean, some of these collections are like world record breaking. You know, last week this guy is collecting plastic apes, for heaven's sake. I couldn't think of a more niche thing than plastic apes, and he's got 60,000 of them, and some of them are worth an absolute fortune. Now, my life is incredibly rich because of knowing this, that there's a man who collects plastic apes. Just when you think you know the world, that happens. And then you're suddenly excited. So let us know.
He moved into their house. I don't know if you remember. Yes. Our previous collector. Those apes live in the house he's in.
Yes, correct.
It's his second home where he keeps the apes.
Yeah. That's right. So if you have a collection that you want to share with us, contact@cliffcentral.com. That's CONTACT. That's the email the email address we use for all the stuff related to the show. contact@cliffcentral.com, and we will feature you on the show. So Johan is going to join us this morning. He sent this email to me. He says, I love the Collectomania segment on Monday mornings. I believe most people do collect something, whether they realize it or not. And I think that's true. I collect something quite unusual. And to my knowledge, it's something no one else in South Africa collects. And it all started when he was 5 years old. So, hey, Johan, how are you doing, dude?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you.
Yeah. Nice to be on the show.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for sending us the email. You really got everybody's attention because you said, to your knowledge, no one else in South Africa collects what you collect. And I think part of the clue is what we can see in the background there. So tell us what your collection is and what you started doing at 5 years old.
Well, at five, I started, I developed this infatuation with the Statue of Liberty after my mom was paging through an encyclopedia, and I saw it and I asked her about it.
Yeah.
And she basically explained the history of it to me, and I was just enthralled by it. I couldn't believe that something that big existed or so colossal.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I was trying to collect anything I could about her. So newspaper clippings, little figurines, you name it. But as I mentioned in the email, it's not something you can just walk into a store and buy. So it's really difficult collecting these, especially if you don't travel as often. So I often rely on friends or friends of friends that goes to the US to actually bring me these little statuettes or whatever they can get.
Well, I mean, in the old days, it wasn't like you could just go online and buy this stuff, right?
Absolutely. Online shopping was not a thing back then. So I had to, I believe my mom got me one through the post, and this was my first one.
Look at that.
Received.
What is it because
my mom? Because that's pretty substantial.
That's huge in the post.
But it says made in China on the back. So even though it was bought in New York, it was still made in China. But at the time, this was 1992, by the way. And it was amazing because I think I was 10 years old at the time when I got it. And that was the first of many.
So there's something about that statue, right? And I think that when the French made it, and they gave it to America as a gift. I think that they must have known there was something about this that would be symbolic of what the United States wanted to achieve. And they often, you know, especially people who are very pro-immigration, they always have the Statue of Liberty there with a "Bring me your weak, your tired, you're hungry, and we will you know, what is the saying?
Your huddled masses.
That's it.
Yeah. So with the Statue of Liberty, actually, interestingly enough, the Americans didn't want it when it was first proposed by the French. They said that it's going to look like a sack of potatoes with a stick sticking out of it in the harbor. And it was actually Joseph Pulitzer that had to do crowdfunding in the 1883 to actually assist in building the pedestal for it, because the US didn't want it.
It's amazing. And it is a beautiful statue. I mean, so obviously it's green because it's made of copper, right?
Yes. The copper, as it corrodes, it actually gets a patina on it, or the patina is a layer. It's like rust for normal steel, but it actually protects the copper. And so that's why she appears as green today.
And have you been to see the actual statue?
Oh, God, Gareth, I wish. It is one of my lifelong goals to go and see it. But at the moment, I think everything's a bit of a mess. And I know that actually trying to go and visit the statue is quite difficult, purely because of the amounts of crowds that it draws. But it is something that I would love to do one day.
So let's go back to the collection for a second. So your mom gets you this first one, and you're at a very young age. But you didn't you send a letter to the mayor of New York, who was at that stage, David Dinkins. By the way, I met David Dinkins. I was in New York in 2014, and we did a tribute to to Nelson Mandela. And David Dinkins, he was the first black mayor of New York, and he's still in politics. Well, I think he died just a short while ago, but he was in politics up to then. And a really charismatic, interesting dude. So he was mayor, and you decided to send him a letter.
Well, my mom actually did, without me knowing, and she kept on writing him letters with little pictures that I would draw at school, and she would include those little pictures of the statue in with those letters. And one day he asked Alexandria Mucelli to actually acknowledge the letters and just give her an address to where she can purchase a replica from.
Oh, wow.
So I actually don't know how many letters she wrote, but that just speaks to my infatuation with it, that I couldn't stop talking about it or drawing it. I was actually once I was called into the principal's office. I think I was in grade 2, because in our art class we had made things out of clay, and I made the Statue of Liberty, and my teacher actually thought that I was I had someone do it for me. So I was brought into the principal's office. It was got squashed, and I had to redo it right in front of the principal.
Oh my Lord.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it has to be funny. Like, you imagine you're the mayor of New York, and some kid has a mom who realizes his obsession is out of control, and she sends you all these drawings that this child has been making of the Statue of Liberty. It must be like, somebody give this child a Statue of Liberty toy. And listen, if you've been to New York, they sell them all over the place. They're cheap as chips. You get key rings. You get versions this big, this big, this big. Now, how many do you have?
I've got about 12 of them at the moment, and most of them, they, like I said, are bought at the airports, or there was only one that I procured from Liberty Island itself, and that it was a gift to myself on my 21st birthday. And it took forever to get here, but then also another one that I have that's actually quite valuable is this little one here. She's actually made up from metals that was taken off of the statue during its 100-year renovation. Mm-hmm. And it was melted down into little statues like this and then sold. So they come with a little unique number and a certificate.
So you're telling me that's made out of the original stuff from the actual Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, so the internal ribs from what was made by Gustav Eiffel, so all of the internal structure that they had to replace that was corroded and all of that got taken off, replaced, and all of those metals got melted down into these little figurines.
That's so cool. I think that's amazing.
That's amazing.
So how many altogether now? What are we talking about?
Plus minus 12. And then this one, the big one behind me that I made in 2012. So next year she turns 10. The actual statue turns 135 this year on the 28th of October.
It's amazing.
But now if we can address the statue in the room, what how big is that statue? And you made it? What's it made of?
God, Leanne, you're going to laugh if I tell you. It's made out of window putty.
Okay.
Wow.
It's good going. It's better than anything I could imagine.
Well, yeah, she's about the size of a 10-year-old child because she's standing quite tall because of the pedestal that she's on. I've got on this one's tablet, I made her a little bit more South African. So I gave her the date on the tablet of our National Human Rights Day, which is the 21st of March, which is also coincidentally my mom's birthday. Okay. And then on the bottom of the statue, I've got a little plaque that has got inscribed a segment of Nelson Mandela's inaugurational speech in 1994.
And she's holding an actual globe.
Yeah, she's holding a lamp up there, and it actually changes color, so you can change it to whichever color you
want. That is awesome.
That's so cool.
That's amazing.
That is awesome.
So did you have to run electrics through her arm and through the body of the statue? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted it as a lamp for my lounge.
Johan, do you think you're going to cry when you see the actual Statue of Liberty one day?
I think I would be beside myself, Gareth, purely because of the rich history and me so wanting to go and see it. But I've heard, I know that Bulawayo would tell me that it's quite disappointing and it's so small. It's all this, you know how he's like.
Yeah, he's
and because he's probably been there a million times already. So
yeah, he has. He travels a lot. He'll tell you that.
So, that is...
What do other people think of this obsession of yours? I mean, at school, it must have been a bit irritating for you because people are like, oh, this guy's... He's single-minded about this. He's completely into the Statue of Liberty. Did people tease you?
No, not really. It was something that I've tried to keep hidden, so not a lot of people know about it. But it's also not to the point of hoarding because it is, like I said, I've only got about 12 of them. So it's not something that is hectically obsessive.
Yeah.
But there are Statue of Liberty collectors groups on Facebook, and those guys gets a little bit insane where they change their surnames to Liberty. They make the facades of the Statue of Liberty on the outside of their houses and things like that. So I'm a mild collector in comparison.
Has anybody said to you that this is a problem? Has anybody been in your company and said, look, please don't tell me any more facts about the Statue of Liberty. I'm over it now.
Oh, no, I don't volunteer those facts unless they ask. So it's not something that I would just go and boast about and say, but did you know that the statue is 46 meters high? Blah, 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 blah.
But by the way, I just like imagine, Johan, you have absolutely nailed it with the statue as a main feature. That as a first date, like, and you don't even tell the person you're on a first date with. You just have the clicker like under a pillow on the couch or whatever. Every now and then, just boom, the Statue of Liberty is changing for us. Oh, are you kidding
it's
me?
Boom, get the romance
up now. Oh,
it's romance.
Unbelievable.
Just awesome, indeed. Okay, so
I thought this is such an awesome thing to be obsessed with because it's a message that'll last. It's not like shoes. This is something that matters to all of us, if you're correct of mind, is liberties for everyone. This is a great obsession.
That's it. I think my fascination with her started with the history of it and what she stood for. And this is something that we didn't really have in this country. And I'm like, my God, why? Liberty and freedom for all. That's what it is. And I think out of all of the countries, we should be the ones that should be celebrating it.
Dude, I think it's great. And, you know, if you consider that this statue is a work of art, it's the modern Colossus of Rhodes. I mean, you know, it's a wonder of the world. It's one of the things in New York that everybody wants to see. And it's on this. I mean, it's really quite incredible. I was on a little boat, and you do these boat tours around Liberty Island, and I decided not to get off and actually go up onto the statue because it was beautiful enough from, you know, having seen it from the water and everything. No, I know. Maybe I've missed out there. I mean, you wouldn't have missed out on that, but I also I've always looked at it as a symbol of more than just being, you know, the lady in New York Harbor or some gift from France to America. I think that there is a part of everybody that kind of just has to nod their head and agree that this is quite a great symbol. Americans are very proud of it, and it's one of the things that all Americans, the ones who are angry with each other the whole time, the ones who are just trying to live their lives, the people in between, they all love that Statue of Liberty. And it's just funny that you're born here in a country like South Africa, and that thing can symbolize for you a whole lot too. It's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame though that some of the Americans use it as a, and within pop culture, to sell hamburgers.
Yeah. Well, listen, keep on collecting these. Let us know when your collection gets up to 100, and then we'll call the police. And I hope you get to see the Statue of Liberty itself one day. I think you sound like the kind of person. I hope someone's listening who's just got extra money lying around and go, well, let's send this guy to the Statue of Liberty, because you can make a documentary on that.
My husband will be thrilled.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, go on your own.
So then, don't take any of those dates I was suggesting. Sorry, I didn't realize you were already taken.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to say to Leanne, you know what? If I'm such a super fan that if I wasn't married already and if I wasn't gay, then me and you could have given it a shot, Leanne.
see, Leanne.
Well. I'm not married or gay, so it's definitely an option from my side.
Mm. Yay!
Platonic. All right, I hate to...
Gareth, one more thing before you go. I know last week you spoke about vexillology and the study of flags and all of that.
Yes.
And I agree with you about the rainbow flag. It is atrocious. However, I do like the South African one, the version.
Yeah. Oh, is that a South African gay flag?
Yep, that's it.
Yes. Lovely.
Do you display it somewhere in your house?
We've actually got three flagpoles in the yard that when we have our pool parties in Bulelo, the proper ones, they are out and about.
Sounds like a party. I love it. All right, dude. Thank you so much, Johan. Great to meet
you
on the show this morning, and great to have your collection on the show. And I hope we'll hear from you again soon. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks,
Very
A.
Good.
Cheers. Bye.
There we are. That's Johan McClellan and his collection of... I mean, I think it's fascinating. Just
that's awesome.
Statue of Liberties. Last week we had plastic apes. Now we've got Statue of Liberty. You decide which one you like the most. It's great, right?
What we should do, they should get together and we can redo King Kong. I mean, obviously the famous scene.
Yes.
Hey, we're thinking now. Union Bill, what's it? What's the building that King Kong's
in? You just put two collectors on the same movie. That's what you've just done. I like it.
That's
very, very good. CliffCentral.com.